With so much of the attention in Washington focused on the 9/11 Commission report out today, it would have been easy to overlook a hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee, where several Army generals came to testify on prisoner abuse in military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Army's own Inspector General told the senators there were more cases of abuse than previously acknowledged. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol and joins me now. The Army Inspector General found 94 cases of abuse. I'm wondering how much higher that number is than we knew before. And did they find systematic problem with Army training and policies regarding detainees?
Well, Renee, this report was really looking at sort of the general climate that prevailed in the detention of prisoners by the Army. So they looked at many cases. The acting Army Secretary, Les Brownlee, said that there have been some 50,000 detentions on the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. And he pointed out that there have been only 94 cases in which abuse seems to have occurred. However, that number is considerably larger than the numbers we've been hearing coming from Abu Ghraib. They did not consider also reports coming from Guantanamo Bay of possible abuse that may have happened there. And he said that really they found some deficiencies and shortfalls in the doctrine and the training of Army people. But overall, he said they did not identify system-wide failures. He said that when abuse occurred, it seemed to be much more a case of individuals failing to follow standards, as he put it, that they were not reflective of Army training.
Were the senators at today's hearing satisfied with that report's conclusion?
Well, the Republican senators seem to be. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, said that he was worried, in fact, that soldiers, U.S. soldiers in Iraq may be too inhibited about interrogating detainees because of all of the outcry over what's happened at Abu Ghraib, and that this could affect the level of intelligence that they're getting and put these soldiers more at risk. And he said, you know, we don't have to give these prisoners steak three times a day. We need this information, and he was worried that this kind of probing might in fact cramp the style of the Army in doing this.
Well, did the report address some of the controversial questions about the prison scandal, such as whether higher-ups in the chain of command knew about the abuses?
Not really. Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, pointed out that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has acknowledged having approved a so-called ghost detainee in Iraq, something that violates international standards. And apparently this was not looked into by the Inspector General. He said he had not looked at that. He also had not looked at anything above the brigade level in terms of verbal commands that were given to the military police, and had not looked at whether there was any follow-up on Red Cross reports of prisoners being held naked and so on. And Reed said, well, really, you know, how can you conclude that there wasn't a systemic failure if you didn't look into these things? And he said that it looked like there was an effort to protect higher-ups.
David, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.